nauseating and aggravating. And
those are some big promises.
No, I think we can do it. I think we have the technology.
Don't write a check that you can't cash.
I saw a fascinating video clip the other day. A couple guys on snowmobiles out cruising around, and they're just tooling down this trail, having a great time, and they come across a moose.
Okay.
Now, wisely, they stopped. As soon as they saw the moose, they came to a stop. Moose are very unpredictable animals. You don't know what the heck, and they are the dumbest product. You know,
the blessing is that they are slow movers.
You have a little
time to figure out what the moose is going to do.
I think, you know, moose act as if they are just the first day on their legs. They want, you know, they're wobbly, they're a little unsure, maybe they've been drinking, you never know. So they came to a stop, and they were observing, and the moose was kind of looking at them, and then the moose charged the first guy on the snowmobile.
Sure.
And he hopped off, and he backed away, and is being very non-aggressive. He's not doing anything wrong. The moose is investigating, kind of looking, and then he charges again and runs up to the snowmobile. Well, the first guy runs back to the second snowmobile. And the other guy's like, well, what are you coming back here for? The moose is your problem, not mine. And I'm thinking, how are these guys? I've had experience with a moose before, and I'm thinking, these guys are in trouble. This moose could trample.
Why did he get off the snowmobile? You could outrun the moose with the snowmobiles.
There's the only path that he could go on. The path was narrow. He can't turn the snowmobile around.
Why don't you play chicken with the moose? The moose will get out of the way, right?
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah, you go ahead.
The snowmobile's not going to scare him?
No. When I first moved to New Hampshire, I mean, that was my first job out of college. You see deer crossing signs.
Sure.
Where I lived in New Hampshire, get further up north, they have moose crossing signs.
Yeah.
I joked with somebody about moose crossing.
Yeah, yes. How do they know that's where they're supposed to cross?
When you hit a deer, you call your insurance company. Your car has some body damage. Say, when you hit a moose, that's catastrophic. A moose is huge. You lose in the car versus moose accident.
So snowmobile versus moose, that's a no-brainer. You don't do that.
Right.
So he backed away, and the moose kept charging.
Uh-huh.
He drew his gun, fired a round up in the air. The moose looked at him like, really?
A handgun?
Yeah.
Really?
Drew a handgun and fired a round up in the air. Well, I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing. It's like, all right, maybe the noise will scare the moose off. He fired a round off. Now, I would have fired it into the ground, but he fired it up in the air. I guess it was wilderness enough where that's not a problem. But the moose just looked at him like, nah, I'm not scared.
Uh-huh.
Came a couple more steps and then decided, okay, I've had enough playing with these two. I'm going to run off and see what else I can find. Off he ran. And I just thought, wow.
I had a run-in with wildlife that I forgot to tell you about last week, and it's a fairly interesting one. I think the DNR might be interested.
Oh, boy.
I was driving back from
Sasquatch.
A little gaming action the other night.
So you were drunk?
No. But I was between Wausau and Burnhamwood.
You ran into the Jack's Beef Link Jerky character.
No, but you were
messing with Sasquatch.
But you know what ran across the road in front of me, and this had to be what it was.
A big white rabbit?
A mountain lion.
Really?
A cougar. Yes. And this thing was—
What did she look like?
This thing was moving.
Yeah.
And it was a big cat, long and fast, and it crossed the road in front of me so fast, but it was brown. I can't imagine what else it would have been.
How late was this?
This was, I don't know, midnight.
Were you tired?
No, I wasn't seeing things.
You've been drinking,
hadn't
you?
No, but I
saw. Tom was celebrating Earth Day with that.
I saw what I saw.
Of whatever.
Now, there are those who say, and there have been some trail cams that have shown mountain lions in central and northern Wisconsin.
Partaking of the seven herbs and spices, were you?
There was a mountain lion that ran across in front of me on the highway between Burnhamwood and Wausau.
Sure.
So if anybody's listening who lives in that area and has seen evidence of a mountain lion, give us a call and let these guys know that I'm not hallucinating, all right?
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
You've waited a lifetime, and now the wait is finally over. This is Wednesday's show. a middle-of-the-week celebration like never before. Featuring news, sports, traffic, and weather. It's broadcast magic that can only be found on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Glenn Beck estimates over 1 million listeners participating in Wednesday's celebration.
1 million.
CBS estimates nearly 10 listeners.
10.
Featuring a special presidential address looking back at the two long, hard-fought days of work that brought us here.
Through this remarkable chapter in the history of the United States, we have met our responsibilities.
And a glimpse at the exciting two-day wait until the weekend.
I encourage the United States of America to move forward with a sense of urgency.
It's Wednesday's show in all its pageantry and glory. And it starts now.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.